but just exactly as many million men as there are in Great Britain at the present time, and it is you, the reader, and I, and the rest of us, who must together go on with the perennial task of saving the country by firstly doing our own jobs just as well as we ever can, and secondly, and this is really just as important as firstly, doing our utmost to grasp our national purpose, doing our utmost, that is, to develop and carry out our national plan. It is every man who must be the saviour of the state in a modern community. We cannot shift our share in the burden, and here again, I think, is something that may well be underlined and emphasised. At present, our secondly is unduly subordinated to our firstly. Our game is better individually than collectively. We are like a football team that passes badly, and our need is not merely so much to change the players as to broaden their style. And this brings me, in a spirit of entirely antagonistic, up against Mr. Galsworthy's suggestion of an autocratic revolution in the methods of our public schools. Before I go into that, let me first notice a still more comprehensive cry that has been heard again and again in this discussion, and that is the alleged failure of education generally. There is never any remedial suggestion made with this particular outcry.